Biden sanctions Belarus over illegal migrants to EU as millions cross southern U.S. border. By Simon Kent on December 2, 2021. The Biden administration is imposing sanctions against Alexander Lukashenko's regime in Belarus for allowing illegal migrants to flood its borders and into the European Union, even as America's porous southern border leaks upwards of a million illegal migrants into U.S. territory. The United States on Wednesday joined the EU, the United Kingdom and Canada in the sanctions on people and entities close to the Belarusian strongman who have all aided the channeling of migrants to the bloc's borders. In a joint statement, they said the sanctions were in response to continuing attacks on human rights and fundamental freedoms in Belarus, disregard for international norms and repeated acts of repression. The Lukashenko regime has drawn migrants to Belarus with promises of easy migration to Europe, even as EU states accuse the regime of encouraging or forcing those migrant groups to rush the border with Poland, Lithuania and Latvia for onward travel into Europe, AFP reports. The U.S. Treasury Department published sanctions against 20 individuals and 12 entities, and imposed restrictions on dealings in new issuances of Belarusian sovereign debt, limiting the government's ability to borrow money. U.S. sanctions targeted people and entities including Lukashenko's son, several aircraft and a fertilizer company. Today's actions demonstrate our unwavering determination to act in the face of a brutal regime that increasingly represses Belarusians, undermines the peace and security of Europe, and continues to abuse people seeking only to live in freedom, U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken said in a statement. Joe Biden's desire to join European allies in punishing Belarus for opening its borders stands in contrast to his own performance since taking office. As Breitbart News reported, roughly 570,000 migrants have flooded across the U.S. southern border since January this year alone, amid a worldwide epidemic and economic crisis. All told, roughly 1 million job-seeking, wage-cutting migrants was hidden under a record-breaking total of 1.7 million official encounters with migrants at the border, according to The Washington Post back in October. Historic data shows fiscal year 2021's figure was the highest total ever recorded, it revealed. The inflow is in addition to the Biden administration's choice to revive legal immigration, roughly 1 million per year, and the inflow of foreign temporary workers holding H-1B and other work permits alongside the vile trade run by human smugglers. All told, Biden's deputies likely imported 2 million foreigners into the United States, even as tens of millions of Americans are struggling to find good jobs, pay for homes or rent, and to persuade politicians to vote in their pocketbook interests. Follow Simon Kent on Twitter, follow @SunSimonKent or email to skent@breitbart.com.